A group of Massachusetts-based researchers and advocates say changing the name of the diagnosis of schizophrenia could go a long way to reducing its stigma. But others say the term itself is not the problem. New England Public Media's Karen Brown reports.
Linda Larson hurries through her apartment building in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and doesn't answer interview questions until she gets through the lobby to the parking lot.
People probably think of me as eccentric, which is fine, but I don't want to go over the details of what it meant to be diagnosed with schizophrenia in front of.
She nods towards a building manager and a few residents milling about at the mailboxes. She'd rather they not know she has the mental illness. As it happens, this interview is about the stigma of schizophrenia and what people think when they hear the term.
It's kind of like sociopath, but it's worse. There's no expectation except violence and disengagement.
That's why Larson, who is 74, is among those advocating for a new name for schizophrenia. In fact, she came up with one while sitting with friends at a cafe. She was trying to explain what it was like to live with the psychotic illness for decades.
And I said, it's like an altered perception. Your perception doesn't read the way other people do. It's altered by the illness.
So altered perception syndrome became one of 9 alternative names suggested by a group Larson is involved with, the Consumer Advisory Board. It's part of the Massachusetts Mental Health Center, based at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. Together with researchers, they put out a survey recently of nearly 1,200 mental health professionals, people with mental illness, and family members about a name change.
That term, over time, has become so associated with hopelessness, dangerousness, with volatile and erratic behavior that doctors are afraid to use that term.
Raquel Meshulam-Gately is a Harvard psychologist who helped lead the survey. The findings were published in the journal Schizophrenia Research. She says people often confuse schizophrenia with dissociative identity disorder, which used to be called multiple personalities. And she says it's not just a semantic problem.
I really think it interferes with people even wanting to get care to begin with, because there's so much stigma surrounding the term.
3/4 of those surveyed said they want a new name for schizophrenia. In addition to altered perception syndrome, other suggestions included attunement disorder, integration disorder, and disconnectivity syndrome. To Linda Larson, any of those would be better than schizophrenia. She first started having delusions in the 1960s when she was a teenager.
For a while, I thought silver cars were CIA, green cars were Army, blue cars were Air Force. Black cars were Secret Service.
She managed to start a PhD program in literature at the University of Mississippi when she had a major psychotic break.
I stood outside a gas station and decided that I should blow it up. And I had a big lighter in my hand, and for some reason I didn't.
At that point, a doctor diagnosed her with schizophrenia and suggested she abandon her education. She spent the next 20 years in and out of psychiatric hospitals. But in the early 90s, she started taking a drug called clozapine. That drug can have serious side effects and doesn't work for everyone. But Larson says she hasn't had a psychotic episode since. She's published books of poetry and had a long marriage until her husband died. Larson believes it's time to call the illness something less hopeless.
The term schizophrenia hasn't evolved with the treatment.
But many people who work in the field of schizophrenia don't think the term is the problem. Joanne Onduso runs a mental health program in Holyoke, Massachusetts. It's headquartered in an old building with couches and tables set up in a circle.
This is our group room, one of our group rooms.
The program sees people ages 16 to 30 who have started to show early signs of psychosis or delusional thinking so they can get treatment and stop it from progressing. Onduso says the staff tries to avoid using the term schizophrenia when symptoms first appear, and then only when they are sure about the diagnosis.
When we think culturally about schizophrenia, that is a word that's a heavy-hitting word that comes with a lot of stigma based on our collective understanding that someone with schizophrenia is someone mumbling in the street who is homeless and, you know, that kind of thing, or someone who's quote-unquote crazy.
But she points out that many aspects of mental illness carry negative connotations, like bipolar disorder, or even just the word psychotic.
What needs to change is the stigma itself, and not necessarily the name. Like, let's make it okay to have that disorder, you know, rather than be afraid of that word.
There are several renaming precedents, including the change from mental retardation to intellectual disability, and new categories for autism in the latest psychiatric diagnostic manual. As a medical term, schizophrenia is unlikely to officially change anytime soon. That's up to the American Psychiatric Association and its scientific advisors. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Brown.